word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon the Word of God found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 18. Verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now, therefore, go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things. The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate, and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up their children. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children and be widows, and let their men be put to death. Let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them. For they have digged a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me, to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremiah chapter 18. Now here is the sense of it from Matthew Henry's commentary. While Jeremiah looks upon the potter's work, God darts into his mind two great truths. God has authority and power to form and fashion kingdoms and nations as he pleases. He may dispose of us as he thinks fit, and it would be as absurd for us to dispute this as for the clay to quarrel with the potter. But he always goes by fixed rules of justice and goodness. When God is coming against us in judgments, we may be sure it is for our sins, but sincere conversion from the evil of sin will prevent the evil of punishment as to persons and to families and nations. Sinners call it liberty to live at large, whereas for a man to be a slave to his lusts is the very worst slavery. They forsook God for idols. When men are parched with heat and meet with cooling, refreshing streams, they use them in these things. Men will not leave a certainty for an uncertainty. But Israel left the ancient paths appointed by the divine law. They walk not in the highway in which they might travel safely, but in a way in which they must stumble. Such was the way of idolatry, and such is the way of iniquity. This made their land desolate and themselves miserable. Calamities may be borne if God smile upon us when under them, but if he is displeased and refuses his help, we are undone. Multitudes forget the Lord and his church. Multitudes forget the Lord and his Christ and wander from the ancient paths to walk in ways of their own devising. But what will they do in the day of judgment? When the prophet called to repentance instead of obeying the call, the people devised devices against him. Thus do sinners deal with the great intercessor, crucifying him afresh and speaking against him on earth, while his blood is speaking for them in heaven. But the prophet had done his duty to them, and the same will be our rejoicing in a day of evil. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each day, pray each day, each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. The main thing you need to do is trust Christ as Savior. So please stay tuned as I will share the gospel with you so that you can be saved from the power of sin and the punishment of sin, which is eternal hell. So dear friend, may God bless you until next time. So dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six